Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Again, like I said yesterday, very, very interesting editorial. And please hear these numbers very carefully. Because the numbers that I'm going to give you, the numbers that I'm going to present to you are going to be very, very complicated, jumbled, humongously confusing. But I want my viewers to understand this. It took me 2-3 hours to understand it myself, and now I am trying to present it to you. I will try and present it as simply as possible, but please try and understand these numbers, because these numbers are important for us. This number is important for the nation. This is the number of electoral bond that were actually sold in this nation. Let's get right into the show. Now remember, all this while, the number of electoral bonds given to us were 22,217. Theek hai na? 22,217. Were all the 22,217 given to the ECI, that is Election Commission of India, and the Supreme Court? No. All the 22,217 numbers were electoral bond details were not given to the Election Commission, nor to the Supreme Court. In fact, the numbers given to them were something like 18,871. Now, let me throw a new number. So I will first confuse you, then I will try and decipher all this, and let's make that easier. Now, according to a Right to Information Act, according to an RTI report, the State Bank of India has sold 28,030, naya number aa gaya, 28,030 electoral bonds since March of 2018. 28,030 electoral bonds. Abhi kitna number hai na? How many numbers we have? We have the first number which was floating all over the place, that is 22,217, which was supposed to be the number of electoral bonds sold. Now, according to the RTI report, it is not 22,217, but 28,030. That was the new figure. And number actually given to the Supreme Court is 18,871. Three different numbers. I will get to the fourth number also. Wait. Now I'll tell you the story. The story is, according to the State Bank of India, it said that 22,217 electoral bonds were used for making donations for various political parties between April 12th, 2019 and February 15th, 2024. This is what they had first disclosed, 22,217. Then after 8 days, they went out and said that, nay, we made an oversight. They said, there is no 22,217. The number actually is in a compliance affidavit filed before the court on 12th of March 2024, the bank pointed out that it has actually sold only 18,871 bonds between April 12th and February 15th, 2024. So, 22,217, they said, no, sorry. Oversight. They filed a new affidavit saying that, nahi bhaiya, utna nahi hai, sirf 18,897 hai. Now, how come there are these three figures? 28,030, 22,217, 18,871. You are getting a little confused and irritated, no? Yes, so did I. But hang on. Let's get some clarity to this. Okay, now where did this 3,346 electoral bond go? Ye gayab kahan hua? Now this 3,346 electoral bonds, according to some reports, 1,609 of them were already redeemed. And according to the bank, if the electoral bonds which were given to donors were 18,871. Then, according to the reports, 20,421 bonds were redeemed. Which means 20,421 bonds and 1,609 bonds put together, 22,030 bonds were already redeemed. So, if the sales was only 18,871, then how come 22,030 bonds were redeemed? Question number one. Isn't that very important? Isn't that number very important? So, okay, this is point number one. Now, let's put some kind of an explanation for all this, which was given by the bank. Now, there was this Chief Justice of India, do you remember, who was accused of sexual harassment, and then he became MP after he was the Chief Justice, he was given Rajya Sabha and all that. You remember that man, Ranjan Gogoi? Ah. Now, during Ranjan Gogoi's time, there was a three-member bench which consists of Ranjan Gogoi and Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justice Deepak Gupta. On April 12, 2019, it had asked the bank to submit a detailed information for electoral bond issued from May 15th of that year to the Election Commission in a sealed cover. Sealed cover, Justice. So, sealed cover, they were asked to give May 15th from 2019 all the bonds that were issued till that particular date. So, that seal cover incidentally had 11,681 bonds. Now, this 11,681 bonds which were put in the seal cover, the details which are put in the seal cover and given it to Gogoi, this seal cover has the information about the 9,159 bonds which are short. Are you getting it? Okay, let me try and explain to you again. Currently, the number of bonds which are given to the Supreme Court / the Election Commission of India are 18,871. And according to the RTI report, the total number of bonds that were collected from donors were 28,030 bonds. So 28,030 bonds minus 18,831 bonds, which equals to 9,159 bonds. This is the difference. This difference is possibly lying in that seal cover. Now, out of which, when initially the SBI disclosed the total amount to the Supreme Court, the total amount was 22,217. So, there is a third amount which we are talking about. That means 8,030 is what, according to the RTI report, is 22,217 is what SBI first disclosed, and then SBI sent an affidavit which says that, listen, there was an oversight and we have only got 18,871, which means they further reduced it by 3,346 electoral bonds. So technically speaking, it could be that this 9,159 electoral bonds are lying in that sealed cover. Those disclosures have yet to be made. Complicated? I will try and put it once again simply. Total number 28,030. Disclosed first 22,117. Disclosed second, saying that sorry, 18,871. Difference 3,346. The total difference 9,159. That is 28,030 minus 18,871. Total difference of 9,159 could possibly be in that sealed cover which they first gave to the Supreme Court when Justice Gogoi, under the leadership of Justice Gogoi and two other justices in the Supreme Court, had asked, and that is lying in that sealed cover. And possibly opening that seal cover will give us who are these donors and what are their numbers. That is assuming if the sealed cover is open. This is the story that I wanted to tell you. That is number one. It is very, very complicated. I try to explain to the easiest form that I can. And I'm sure you understood it. The second thing is the number of companies that gave, the donor companies. You see, interestingly, 9 companies almost gave 36% of the total donation. 9 companies out of this, all this 22,000, 28,000, the figures I told you, 9 companies till now, whichever has been disclosed has given 36% of the total donation. In fact, it is said that from the top companies by total value of electoral bonds, 23 companies have accounted for more than half the value of the total monies collected. So 23 companies given half the value, 9 companies given 36% of the value. This is another thing that I wanted to bring to your notice. Companies include, remember that gaming company, Lottery King, which I spoke to you about. The Future Game and Hotel Services, Mega Engineering and Infrastructures, Quick Supply Chain, Vedanta, Haldia, SL Mining and Industries, Western UP Power Transmission Company, Bharti Airtel, Kenventer Food Park Infra are the companies which totally amounted to 35.86% of the total donation given in electoral bonds as per the revelation that we have right now. Now, my last point. You see, the last, especially 2015, 16, 17 onwards, we've seen the use of ED. We've seen the words corruption, corrupt party, corrupt neta, corrupt minister, corrupt that, and people put behind bars one after another. Yesterday that Kavita was put behind bars. What right does a government has to put others behind bars when they could have money taken in from people who have faced ED, IT and CBI? What right does a government have now? And what righteousness are we talking about? What cleanliness are we talking about? What non-corrupt are we talking about? What India first and na khana khaunga na khane dunga are we talking about here? What is left? What is left? That's the question I want to end my tutorial with. Till I see you next time. That's Monday at 10. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.